You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 314, Omitting Doubted Books. Today's challenge. If the deuterocanonical books were doubted by some early on, shouldn't we err on the side of caution and omit them rather than risk adding to the Word of God? Today's defense. This is based on a faulty premise that would lead to dramatic consequences. First, the deuterocanonicals weren't the only doubted books of the Old Testament. At least five additional books were disputed in the Pharisee tradition, but later included in the canon of modern rabbinic Judaism. See Day 255. These books, Esther, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Ezekiel, are sometimes referred to as the Old Testament anti-legomena, in Greek, spoken against. Applying the above principle would result in their also being taken out of the Bible. Second, some Jews, the Sadducees, accepted only the Torah as scripture, meaning the other proto-canonical books were disputed by some Jewish authorities. Thus, the principle could lead to the truncation of the Old Testament to just its first five books. Third, the New Testament would not remain untouched, for some New Testament books were also disputed in the early Christian community. Eusebius famously labeled James, 2 Peter, 2 and 3 John, Jude, and potentially Revelation as anti-legomena. Church History 325. We also know from other sources that Hebrews was also doubted. The principle under consideration would thus truncate the New Testament canon. Fourth, the principle's faulty, and not just because it would truncate the canon. It's also faulty because omitting a doubted book is not erring on the side of caution. In doubtful cases, one would assume risk either way. Including a doubtful book would entail the risk of adding to the Word of God, while excluding it would entail the risk of subtracting from the Word of God. The book of Revelation contains a warning against either adding to or subtracting from the words of that book, Revelation 22:18-19, and that principle can be extended to the canon as a whole. Finally, the principle is faulty because we are not in the position of early Jews or Christians having to decide what books belong in the Bible. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth, John 16:13, and the Spirit has led the church to recognize these books as scripture. This is not an individual decision, but a divinely guided historical process.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.